local talk jock Howie Carr. He'll just be another lost voice.
Would you look at this as an end of an era in Boston?
He has no place to go, and talk is just too dumb. I mean, it's too tedious and repetitive.
And this is just, you know, one more indication of how outrageous he can be.
Here they are ripping me now, and I'm still here.
Live from the Burna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
And I'm still here.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to join us, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you know, Lamar Cook is the career criminal thug from Springfield that was hired by Mara Healy to be the deputy director of her office, and he was allegedly shipping cocaine to UMass, to the hotel on the campus of UMass Amherst, and he was also shipping cocaine, at least 8 pounds of it, to her office suite on Dwight Street in downtown Springfield. Eight pounds of cocaine addressed to her office suite, suite 300 on Dwight Street. And so he's been fired. He's been arrested, charged. He finally made bail, $85,000 this week. And so we've been trying to get his state police background check that Mara Healy said was made. And they refused to release it. They're totally stonewalling it. So the Herald appealed to the Secretary of State's office. He's in control of the public records. He ordered the state police to release it. And so now they've issued another statement saying that the department, meaning the state police, has in its possession Lamar Cook's background record, and it includes, this is done by the State Police Office of Investigations, State Office of Investigations, concerning the candidate, meaning Cook's personal, professional, driving, tax histories, as well as the results of a standard search of all applicable Department of Criminal Justice Information Services information, and a memorandum and summary of this information authored by an assigned member of the state police with the status of trooper. So we printed the story last night saying that they're still saying they don't have to release it, even though they are now acknowledging they have a report. And with the first candidate to respond to this and to demand that it be released was Brian Shortsleeve. So I just figured we would have him on today to discuss this. Just the fact that they are stonewalling us on this information. And Brian, what is going on with the Mara Healy administration? Why won't they release this document?
Hey, Mara Healy has a real talent for picking staffs, doesn't she? Unbelievable.
Yeah, she does. And, you know, my feeling is that I've been talking to people about this, that if they're saying that they can't, they're basically using the lame Christopher Wray FBI excuse, sources and methods. We can't reveal sources and methods. Well, how about if they redact all the sources and methods and they just let it tell us, give us a release to the public, who it was written by, who it was written to, and who was CC'd on the document, so we can know how it was created. I mean, I think that's owed to us, because, you know, when this guy was arrested, as you know, Brian Shortsleeve, it took about 10 minutes just to do a Google search to find out what a bad guy he is.
I will make a bold proclamation about the Shortsleeve administration. I will never hire anyone that has been arrested and charged in a drive-by shooting. How about that? I mean, that was public information. Everyone knew it. That happened in 2001. You know, when it comes to Governor Healy and background checks, like, what is it with her? After the rape in that Rockland shelter last year, she promised background checks, and of course, they never happened. None were ever done. The case of Lamar, apparently there was a background check, which probably he failed, and she still hired him for $115,000 a year, Howie. Totally outrageous.
Right. Well, there have been reports that that shooting incident, that gang shooting in Springfield, they came out of a car and shot at somebody on a porch. That was all sealed. But you know, the thing is, I think it would have shown up in the federal records, which you can hook into if you go through the Department of Criminal Justice Information Services through the state. And also, Brian, it's on Google. It's a story in the Springfield newspaper from 2001.
It's on the front page of the Springfield newspaper from 2001. This is a pattern with Healey. She turns a blind eye, and she has been the least transparent governor in history. You know, if it happens once, it's bad luck. If it happens twice, it's mismanagement. She's already had six cabinet secretaries quit or get fired, and now she's got the director of her Western Mass office getting paid $115,000 a year and running a major cocaine distribution ring. How it's completely outrageous. Time for a new governor.
And he had no Massachusetts driver's license. He, you know, he's not an illegal alien. He lived here his whole life. He's 45 years old. He has no license from Massachusetts. He has a license from Georgia. Now, there's only a couple of reasons why you would not have a state driver's license, and some of them relate to things like child support. Is this the kind of problem you want? He's a deadbeat. He's all over small claims court with these complaints against him from credit card companies, from Macy's. I mean, he's just a mess. And she promotes him and talks about what a great guy he is. And then she stonewalls this. And she also hired the pervert from Florida for the Registry of Motor Vehicles. He didn't have as high rank in a job. But was there any background check done on him? This guy gets out of prison in Florida after doing 10 years for a pedophilia rap. And they put him on at the Registry of Motor Vehicles.
And she keeps telling us that we don't have a crime problem in Massachusetts, Howie. We have a crime problem in the governor's own office. She continues to hire people that are not qualified, that haven't gone through background checks. And I think it's just a pattern of complete mismanagement and a lack of transparency with this administration. It goes all the way back to lack of transparency in hiring, lack of transparency in the MassPike Service Plaza contract, all those no-bid deals she did with the migrant shelters, Mercedes cab, Spinelli food. It's endless, Howie. Massachusetts needs a rescue mission, and I'm ready to go.
She endorsed Steve Tompkins for sheriff of Suffolk County. Now he's under indictment in a marijuana corruption scandal. She endorsed Rachel Rollins for U.S. attorney, and she was forced out in a corruption scandal. Do you begin to detect a pattern here, Brian?
You know, Howie, I do detect a pattern, complete pattern of mismanagement. And look, you know, as a manager, as the governor, it's all about leadership. Leadership means putting the right people in the right positions and hold them accountable. I learned about leadership as an officer in the Marine Corps. I learned about leadership running and founding businesses. It's about getting the right people in the right seats. And Maura Healey has failed to do that at every step of the way in her administration. When it comes to picking staff, she strikes out every time.
Yeah, someone says, no wonder the state police are hiding it. But as I read the letter, the state police are basically saying, hey, look, we gave them the information. They have the information, but they didn't act on it. That's the way I read this letter. I mean, it's just full of legalese.
This goes right to the governor's office, Howie. The governor's office, they have it. They have the background check. It's the same thing with the MassPike Service Plaza's contract. She can fire her DOT secretary, but it goes right to the governor's office. This is her responsibility. It's another example of Healey acting without transparency and, frankly, looking the other way on things.
Yeah, she really does look the other way, and she just thinks, and you know, people, I'm getting text messages. People who listen to talk radio pretty much follow the news, but this guy just sends me one, 781. This guy was hired and had a drive-by shooting on his record. Are you bleeping me? So, I mean, a lot of people still don't know what happened. Brian. It's hard to break through the fact that mainstream media doesn't reach the same number of people anymore. I would say over half the state doesn't even know who Lamar Cook is, let alone the cover-up that's going on.
Well, look, you know, with Healy, remember last year she ran around telling us that she was doing background checks on all the folks in these migrant hotels after that rape in Rockland. Turns out she had never done any of them. She didn't do any of the background checks. So we got to get the word out. We got to let people know what's going on, because I think this administration is completely off the rails, and it's time for new leadership.
Well, I mean, the Corey checks are just for people from the state anyway, so it was kind of a joke for her to say that in the first place. But then it turned out that the staff didn't even go along with the gag and pretend to do these investigations. They couldn't even be bothered following.
They didn't even pretend to do the investigations.
Yeah, and so then I remember we all said, well, Governor, can you give us the emails or the memorandums or the text messages where you instructed your underlings to do these quote-unquote investigations, which weren't going to turn up anything? And, of course, the answer was no, because, you know what, they didn't do anything. She didn't tell them to do anything.
Probably they never did a single background check. And there was a lot of violence in those shelters. There were people hurt. And Maura Healey wants to tell us she's tough on crime. The reality is she's done nothing to make this state safer. She's done nothing. In fact, you know, you go back to that Rockland rape in the Rockland shelter, the guy they picked up there had been in and out of our court system more than once, and the Plymouth police had not honored an ICE detainer. When I'm governor, we will cooperate with ICE. We will honor ICE detainers. And folks like that will get picked up when they're in the justice system, and they'll get shipped home.
And you had the other rape, the impregnating of a young girl by her father in the Healy Hotel in Marlborough, which is Middlesex County. And all they did there, the guy's in jail now, but all they did initially was put him in an Uber paid for by the taxpayers and sent him down out of the county to Worcester to get him out of the view of the district attorney. And I assume with the district attorney's knowledge. And this is the same district attorney who apparently wasn't prosecuting the guy who ran over the woman in Everett the other day.
And these are Healy's sanctuary state policies in action. I mean, Maura Healey and Michelle Wu have supported sanctuary state policies that protect criminal illegal immigrants for a long time, and we're seeing the results of it. When I'm governor, we'll end those sanctuary state policies, we'll cooperate with ICE, we'll deport convicted criminals. And Howie, I can tell you, we will not hire people to work in my administration if they've been arrested and charged in drive-by shootings like Mr. Cook back there in Springfield in 2001.
And make sure that if they don't have a Massachusetts driver's license, that should be considered kind of a red flag, I think. Because we all know why people can't get a Massachusetts driver's license, you know? It means you got some problems with your personal life. Brian Shortsleeve, where can people go if they want to get more information on your campaign?
Well, thanks, Howie. Please join us on Facebook at Brian Shortsleeve for Massachusetts or on the web at brianshortsleeve.com. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Brian. And again, this is a big story. The Globe has given it a good leaving alone, and so is the rest of regime-controlled media. But they wouldn't be trying to cover it up if there wasn't something to hide. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So, when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at HomeTitleLock.com and you'll get a free title history report, and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. This is the last thing you need to happen to you, have some thief try to steal the title to your home that you've been working your whole life to pay off and have something to give to your kids. I trust Home Title Lock to protect me, and you can find out why I trust them. Protect yourself as I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Watch the show live.
Soundwave, dispatch Rumble.
At Rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Rumble, activate.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is how many illegal aliens would you like to see deported? None of them, all of them, or only the ones who are burdens/criminals?
That would still amount to 98% of them. I'll vote for all of them, though.
Yeah, 91% of the audience says all of them. 9% say only the ones who are burdens/criminals, yeah. And 0% for none of them.
All right. Thanks. 603, Healy claims without evidence she ordered background checks. Yes, that's it. They always talk about Trump said this without evidence. She said she ordered background checks. She's never produced any evidence that she had those background checks made. And again, they were pointless to begin with because Corey records don't extend to the Congo or Port-au-Prince or Caracas, Venezuela. Follow-up question, who was terminated for failure to comply? Enough said. Obviously, the answer is no one. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Howie. I just want to make sure I heard you right. Are we talking 6 pounds or 8 pounds? Either way, he's looking at serious time.
He had 8 pounds delivered to the governor's office.
Okay.
In Springfield.
So
he had 19 pounds in a separate delivery to the hotel in the middle of the UMass Amherst campus. So 20.
Okay,
we're talking 27 pounds altogether.
Not only is he looking at the trafficking charge for that, he's looking at through the mail. So that's federal. So obviously it's federal anyway. The trafficking charge at that level would be federal because it's coming in from a different state, so they could do state to state. He's looking at serious time. I mean, my father has done 6 years in jail for cocaine charges that guy makes him look like a day off. I mean, or vice versa. Or
this guy's what you call a kingpin, Lisa.
Yeah.
They call him a kingpin.
Yeah, that's crazy weight. Crazy, crazy weight. And he's going to be, or he should be, in some serious jeopardy.
Yeah. I mean, the question is, I mean, he's just another drug dealer, and, you know, I want to put him away and all that, but why did she promote this guy? And why won't she let us see what evidence she had? We know what she had. It's there in the state police letter, basically. Thanks for the call, Lisa. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Okay, breaking news in Dedham from the courthouse. The jury in the Brian Welch murder case came back, but they only had a question, apparently, for the judge. And so it was a question about evidence. And the judge, I guess, did not read the question, but answered 97. This is from one of the texters is telling me this. We're going to look to see if we can find something. So they don't have a verdict. They had a question about the evidence, probably about something the state police did. There were questions about whether they had gotten the proper search warrants to get into the cell phones, not just of Brian Welch, but also his kids. So we'll keep an eye on that. 844-500-4242. We played yesterday Benny Thompson from Mississippi. He was the head of the January 6th Star Chamber Committee in the House to try to frame Donald Trump. And they destroyed speaking of destroyed cell phones, they destroyed all the evidence as they went out the door. This is what he said yesterday, in case you didn't hear it. He was talking about at a hearing with Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Homeland Security. He called the attack, the Thanksgiving Eve attack on West Virginia National Guardsmen by a savage Muslim terrorist from Afghanistan shouting Allahu Akbar. He called it an unfortunate accident. Let's listen to the whole cut here. This is a setup for what he said today. Cut one.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC reference the unfortunate accident that occurred.
Unfortunate accident.
National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
Okay. An unfortunate accident or an unfortunate situation? Well, today was on with CNN, and the interviewer said, let me ask you a question, Mr. Ranking Member of the Committee. Did you mean to call that terrorist attack an unfortunate accident? Cut two.
In the back and forth with you, she called you out when you were speaking and asking her a question, and you called the shooting and killing of the National Guard member that happened recently an unfortunate accident. You then called it an unfortunate situation. The man is charged with first-degree murder. Congressman, do you believe it was an accident?
No, absolutely not. And obviously, let me be clear. I was moving toward the discussion that she could not blame Joe Biden on the situation.
What?
Because she
you let him in.
This person's asylum application. And that's where we were headed. And
so,
and
you're
so
saying
the
you misspoke?
Issue is... Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. He obviously went on the air to apologize or to, stop digging the hole. And he still couldn't do it. She had to pull it out of him like she was pulling a bad tooth out of his head. Why couldn't he just come on and say, I don't know what was wrong with me yesterday. How about that? We got more of this. Herb, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Herb.
Yeah, Howie, good afternoon. Just a quick question. I would like to know, and I think everybody's starting to wonder, because Massachusetts is becoming more corrupt every day, how much of the Healey administration is a photocopy of the Walz administration in Minnesota? Where's all of our money going? Because I live in a small town, East Longmeadow, and in the last 10 years, it used to be very, very right-wing Republican town, very well managed and everything, and lately it's going to the dark side. So I wonder how much the Healey administration is the same picture as Walz.
I think it's bad, but you know, I mean, we're running a little bit behind. I've been planning to do a column on the autism scandal. In, as you know, in Minnesota, the Somalis have discovered autism as a good scam to get more money. I'm just looking for the story right now in my stack of stuff. Here it is. In Minnesota, I believe the autism claims in Minnesota for Medicaid, they were $3 million in 2018. $3 million 8 years ago. In 2023, they were $400 million. $400 million. A worker, a social worker in Minnesota said, this is from Alpha News, which is kind of like the real, it's the counterculture news, the real news, the antidote to fake news in Minnesota. And a social worker said, co-workers and community members agreed in a meeting that, quote, it seems every Somali household has an autistic child now. The worker said, when word gets out about a program like this, like autism, it spreads like wildfire. Although the East African population is relatively small in the county, the worker said they account for a vast majority of welfare, WIC, women and infant children, health care cases in the county, and almost, I would say, at least 70% of this autism is fraud, at least. And, you know, Herb, I checked after I started reading these stories. We've only had four autism scandals in Massachusetts. So we're obviously we're way behind the curve. We've only had about $10 million stolen in autism money. They probably had $1 billion in Minnesota. But I understand what you're saying, Herb. It's the same thing. I mean, they have the Feeding Our Future scandal. We have the foreign freeloader flophouse scandals here in Massachusetts. It's just a disaster. This is what happens when you have a one-party state and there's no competition. And I think what happens, you live in East Longmeadow and you say the town has flipped. The same thing has happened over a longer period of time in where I live, which is Wellesley. It used to be a Republican bulwark in Norfolk County. Norfolk County, as a matter of fact, used to be a Republican bulwark. And slowly, the people who were Republicans, they either died or they moved away to Florida. Like me, for instance, even though I'm not a native of Norfolk County, I'm not even in the ethnic group that was, you know, predominant Republican. The people who are taxpayers are fleeing the state, just like they're fleeing Minnesota. And it's a disaster. And now they're screaming, yelling again, the energy prices are out of control. Why are the energy prices in Florida aren't out of control? I mean, they may be higher than you would want. They're always higher. The utility price is always higher than you want them to be. But they're not bankrupting people. People aren't having to turn down the thermostat to uncomfortable levels because it costs so much, as they are in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. 603. I said this yesterday, and I will say it again. I hope they redistrict this guy out in Mississippi. He's a hypocrite protecting a terrorist, illegal alien, and trying to frame the J6ers. But that's how he sees his job. You know, that's just the way it is. And you know, I'm sure he's in an overwhelmingly black district. Mississippi still probably 40% black state. You can't redistrict him that much. It'd be impossible to get rid of him. Just try to. I mean, he's very old. He's probably hasn't got that long. 844-500-4242. A retired TSA agent said that one to two suitcases per month full of cash went through the airport every week. Was the Biden administration watching for those suitcases? No. The Biden administration, Sam Brenton, the guy in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, he was at the Minneapolis airport and the Vegas airport and the D.C. airport stealing suitcases full of women's clothes. That's what the Biden administration was into. 844-500-4242. Here's another terribly ridiculous comment by a Congresswoman, Julie Johnson from Texas. And she says that the National Guardsmen were shot because the people were angry. I guess they were angry that the laws were being enforced. Is that it? So if you're angry that the laws are being enforced, how come? What happens if you don't like the blue laws on Sunday? You can't buy any booze till 10 o'clock or noon on Sunday. Do you get to shoot somebody because of that? If you don't like having to pay your property taxes, do you get to shoot somebody? That's what they're saying. This is what this woman is saying. People are frustrated because the laws are being enforced. Cut three, Julie Johnson.
You can't just snatch somebody walking into a coffee shop because of the color of their skin.
Where is that happening?
There's no probable cause for that. And also that you will get due process. And that is not happening.
Wait, well, stop it right there. They come into the country just on their own. They don't care about any laws. They don't care about due process. They just jump the line and go straight to the welfare office, even though, you know, technically they shouldn't be getting welfare. But then when you catch them, though, you have to have total due process. You have to have 20 years of due process. You heard about that savage who ran down the woman in Everett. He came into the country in 2022. Biden waved him in because he wanted an undocumented Democrat criminal in. They said, oh, we're going to put you on parole and you're going to have a hearing in 2027. That's their idea of due process. Come in 2022, commit all the crimes you want, run over Americans, go on welfare, work under the table, should you work at all, and you probably won't. And we won't do anything for 5 years. And by the way, we don't expect you to show up again. You're supposed to show up at the ICE office in New Jersey, but hey, or wherever you live, but you're not going to show up, are you? You're not even going to the state you said you were. You're going to Massachusetts because they have a better welfare package. 844-500-4242. 413 says a close friend lives in Buffalo, 2,300 square foot, two bath house. Average electric bill the last 12 months running $138 a month. The extortion taking place in Massachusetts is criminal. Yeah, and it's all on Mara Healey and the Green Mafia. And I don't mean the Irish Mafia. I mean the Green New Deal Mafia. Finish the rest of that sound cut from Julie Johnson.
And so what you're seeing is an overwhelming frustration of the American people in this country.
I'm not frustrated. Are you frustrated by the fact that they're enforcing the immigration laws?
By this administration, and in particular by this secretary, is at a level that we have never seen and violates all of the constitutional norms and all of the principles of legal fairness.
They didn't enforce the immigration laws for 4 years to ruin the country. It was their plan.
Manifests itself in threats to law enforcement and bubbling over.
So now criminals are threatening law enforcement, so we have to accede to their demands. God, these people are terrible. I hope she's being redistricted out of in Texas. Julie Johnson. This Christmas, as we celebrate the gift of life, you have an opportunity to share that same gift with a mother and her baby. Imagine a young woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, feeling alone and unsure of what to do. She's searching for hope, and that's where Preborn Ministries comes in. Meet an older woman who was barren and deeply distressed because she couldn't have children. Humanly, it wasn't expected that she could have a son at her advanced age. After all, Sarah was 90 and Abraham was 100 when Isaac would be born. God's plan of redemption often works in the unplanned. Every mother preborn serves faces a moment of decision when she sees her baby's ultrasound. In that sacred moment, she has an opportunity to say yes. Preborn's mission is to help her find the courage, the faith, and the support to do so. There are babies in their mother's wombs who need our help right now. As the year comes to a close, your tax-deductible donation can be the difference between life and death. Would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your gift of $5, $10, or $15,000 will be used to save countless babies for years to come. But anything you can afford will be welcomed and will save babies' lives. One ultrasound costs $28. Five ultrasounds cost $140. Most of the time when the mother sees her baby's ultrasound, she decides to choose life. You can help no matter how much or how little you can give. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Howie. Whatever you can do helps save a baby's life. That's preborn.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Well, can I have another one bites the dust, please? Jared? Da-da-dun-dun-dun. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get to do. Another one bites the dust.
This time, it is the DEI Healy-approved head of the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority. The guy's name is Marcel Vernon, and the board has this afternoon signed a $500,000 severance agreement as a state committee launches an investigation into quote-unquote bombshell allegations of corruption. The authority agrees to pay Mr. Vernon a severance payment in the gross amount of $500,000. The severance agreement, the severance payment expressly includes all amounts due or allegedly due to Mr. Vernon under the employment agreement other than those referenced herein, as well as in consideration of him waiving any non-contract claims that he may have as discussed below, et cetera, et cetera. So this is one of these things, there was a lot of allegations of racial bias, and it was a Southie-dominated board. And Mara wanted to bring in somebody like Monica Tibbetts Nutt or Lamar Cook to, to clean it up and to give the veneer of racial justice, which we'll be talking about soon in the city of Boston. HUD has also today launched a federal investigation into Boston's alleged DEI housing discrimination. We'll talk about that in the next hour. And also, by the way, can I have another one bites the dust? Can I have it come back, please? The editor of The Globe has quit, Nancy Barnes. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup. She worked in Minnesota at the Star Tribune, also known as the Red Star Tribune. And she also worked for NPR. Do you begin to detect a pattern here? I don't think she ever moved to Boston or to Massachusetts. I know I'm broadcasting from Florida, but you know where I'm from. And you know where I live 6 months minus one day of the year. I think she lived in North Carolina. But she's gone. She's gone. And I guess somebody else from the Globe masthead has also departed this week as well. So they ran like rats, Mr. Speaker, as Joe Early used to say. I'm Howie Carr.